Today on the Interlochen Collection, we revisit the Interlochen Arts Academy students' 1992 performance at the Mozart Bicentennial Concert at Lincoln Center. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. In February of 1992, the Interlochen Arts Academy Choir and Orchestra were invited to play in a Mozart Bicentennial Concert at Lincoln Center. December of 1991 marked the 200th anniversary of Mozart's death. Between 1991 and 1992, a 19-month-long bicentennial celebration of the composer was held at Lincoln Center, and it included performances of all of Mozart's works. The Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra and Choir were some of the only student ensembles invited to perform for this celebration. They performed several of Mozart's works under the direction of Margaret Hillis in Alice Tully Hall. This is Mozart's Church Sonata in F Major, Kürschel 145. Mozart's Church Sonata in F Major, Kürschel 145. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Today on the program, we're revisiting the Interlochen Arts Academy's Mozart Bicentennial Concert at Lincoln Center. Eight-time Grammy Award winner Margaret Hillis conducted the Interlochen ensembles in this February 1992 concert. When Hillis was first studying to be a conductor, she wanted to conduct orchestras, but she was advised to pursue choral conducting instead because it wasn't considered appropriate for women to conduct orchestras. In 1957, Fritz Reiner invited Hillis to put together the first American symphony chorus. It was called the Chicago Symphony Chorus. Later that same year, Hillis became the first woman to conduct the Chicago Symphony Orchestra when they performed with her Chicago Symphony Chorus. Here's Margaret Hillis conducting the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in Mozart's Symphony in F Major, Kürschel 43, a piece composed in 1767 when Mozart was just 11 years old. Mozart's Symphony in F Major, Kürschel 43, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in February of 1992 at Lincoln Center. Margaret Hillis was the conductor. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the Archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more about this and all our episodes at interlakencollection.org. Today on the program, we're revisiting the Interlaken Arts Academy's Mozart Bicentennial Concert at Lincoln Center. As the guest conductor, Margaret Hillis visited Interlaken three times to rehearse with the students before their February performance in Alice Tully Hall. Hugh Ferguson Floyd and Byron Hansen prepared the student ensembles for the rehearsals and performances with Margaret Hillis. Floyd noted that Hillis was surprised at how good the high school students in the chorus sounded, and she was really impressed with their tone and their color. The students weren't quite sure what to expect from Margaret Hillis. One of the choir members recalled that they were scared of her at first, and even though Hillis demanded a lot from them, the experience was totally worth it. Here are the students in the Interlaken Arts Academy Choir and Orchestra performing Mozart's motet Veni Sancte Spiritus, Kürschel 47. This features a quartet of soloists, including soprano Marlene Meyer, mezzo-soprano Beth Babbitt, tenor Thomas Dimmitt, and baritone William Diana.
Thank you.
performance from February 1992 at Alice Tully Hall at Lincoln Center. Margaret Hillis conducting Interlaken's orchestra and choir in Mozart's Veni Sancte Spiritus, the motet Kürschel 47. The soloists we heard were soprano Marlene Meyer, mezzo-soprano Beth Babbitt, tenor Thomas Dimmitt, and baritone William Diana. I'm Amanda Sewell, and this is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Before they arrived at Lincoln Center in February of 1992, the Interlaken Students Ensemble went on a short tour. They began with a performance at Corson Auditorium on February 2nd, and then they traveled to St. Hugo of the Hills Church in West Bloomfield for another performance, where they received a standing ovation from the audience of about 1,400 people. The students then arrived in New York for their concert at Lincoln Center. Alice Tully Hall was nearly full for the concert when Margaret Hillis led the ensembles. Here she is conducting the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra and Choir in selections from Mozart's Mass in C Major, Kürschel 66.
Thank you.
selections from Mozart's Mass in C major, Kürschel 66, a performance from February of 1992 at Lincoln Center's Alice Tully Hall. Margaret Hillis conducting the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra and Choir. After the concert, Interlaken's Byron Hansen noted, quote, "Margaret Hillis expected a serious level of musicianship from the orchestra and choir and was pleasantly surprised by the strength of their commitment. We can all be justly proud." Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more about this episode at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks to generous support from our listeners, the Association for Recorded Sound Collections, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and producer, with production assistance from Monica Yost. This is Interlaken Public Radio.